Chris Robinson said at a joint meeting with the Park City Council Monday. One major topic was the serious problem of traffic congestion, which will likely grow worse, he said, with the predictions of population growth on the Wasatch Front. They also discussed whether the city-county bus system can go to CNG, that is, compressed natural gas. Robinson said they got some interesting information from the city.
They sort of surprised us with their findings that in a life cycle analysis that diesel fuel is preferable to CNG, and they mainly cited things like production phase losses that occur in the gas field and other elements that we need to study their sources, and because when we looked at it, the information we had, the data we had, indicated that it was preferred alternative. I know that UTA tried buses in the 90s and that were CNG fueled, and they complained they didn't handle the hills and they didn't handle the high elevation, and technologies improved, and how they would perform on our slopes, you know, at this elevation is yet to be proven.
Robinson said he likes the idea of getting a CNG loaner vehicle from the Utah Transit Authority. He said he hasn't decided yet on the right direction, but Robinson noted there are factors that favor CNG.
I thought CNG was the direction because it makes us more energy independent. It's a locally produced, produced in the Rockies fuel, and it's a lot less expensive, and it emits less CO2. But with the new regulations on what you can emit burning diesel or gasoline, the difference in other kinds of emissions is narrowed. And, I don't know. It needs a lot more study.
The joint meeting also talked about improving relations with Wasatch County. Robinson said they're starting to do that, and the two counties should plan together.
We've had some joint meetings, and according to some that have been around, it was like the best thing in a decade that we've done together. And I think we have a good rapport there, and we just need to build upon it. But Wasatch County is really important, not just because they're a neighbor, but because a lot of their citizens work in our community, and there's a lot of land use decisions that they've made on our border that are going to affect us, and vice versa.
County Manager Bob Jasper noted there's some feeling from Wasatch authorities that Summit is dumping their affordable housing needs on their neighbor. But Robinson said there are other factors at work, such as market forces.
It's not that, neither Park City nor Summit County is saying in order to develop a project here, you've got to go out and build affordable units in Wasatch County. It's that their land is probably cheaper, and they have a zoning map that allows higher density, therefore more affordability. That's the only thing I can think of. It's the natural working to the marketplace.
He said two other major topics at the meeting were economic development and finally land use.
We didn't spend a lot of time on land use, but there is sort of this spectrum of we each do our own thing with our own code, and then there's kind of a middle ground of share information and kind of have peer review, and then the far extreme is that we would try to unify our codes and be much more in lockstep. And I like the idea of at least sharing information and doing some collaboration, because we're all in the same boat together here in the basin.
Summit County Council Member Chris Robinson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.